092 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. X, American State Trials, 60. I am from Leavenworth and belong to the U.S. Army as a private. I knew Wuerl from the time I met him at Columbus until he left Fort Leavenworth. He never drank to the point of intoxication. I don't remember him being more quarrelsome than his duty required him to be. He was promoted as soon as he got to Fort Leavenworth. I went with him from Columbus to Fort Leavenworth in the summer of 1855. Since I first knew him until he left the Army, I have known sudden changes in his mental and moral condition. He was very easily excited, and when under excitement, he could not control himself. He would talk a great deal, very loudly, and his language was hard and severe. He would continue for a considerable time afterward, and in 10 or 15 minutes, he would appear to be a very different person. He would seem to forget and forgive everything. He had a very different way from the general rule of a man's excitement. I noticed his eyes several times. I never noticed the pupils, but I saw his eyes roll, turn round, and look wild. I don't think he could control himself, because I don't think any reasonable man would have acted as he did. In my opinion, I have seen him perfectly deranged. January 28th. Edward Lane. Once in his room, I saw Wuerl and 3 or 4 others on the bed holding him. He said he wanted loot. Clark called and constantly called for him. He was lying on the bed, apparently very much deranged, his eyes rolling a great deal, and he was hollering and talking about a great many things. The doctor came in. I don't know what was given to him. He remained deranged for some short time afterward. For how long, I cannot state. While sending for the doctor, it was necessary for those men to still hold him. He was tearing the hair off his head. I had to assist myself sometimes in holding him. He did not know me at first. After he could recognize Dr. Kyler, he appeared better. After these spells, he did not do any duty, and there was nothing to excite his mind or mental condition. Up to the first attack, his health seemed to be good. On one occasion, at the foot of the orderly stairs, there were 3 or 4 persons and 3 or 4 citizens who had been upstairs and were coming down. A dispute arose between the citizens and the soldiers. Wuerl opened the orderly room door with a revolver in his hand, cocked and loaded, and he swore he would shoot us. The first I observed of him, he was wild in his manner and appeared greatly excited, too. I was standing near the foot of the stairs. He presented the revolver at us. We then, knowing the state of his mind and how he would be, all left as fast as we could go. His excitement was great. I have never seen a man under such a condition. I have heard him make a remark that at times he did not know what he did. Cross-examined. I am not a particular friend of Wuerl. Many times I have drunk liquor with him, and previous to the time I was sent for to his room, he kept liquor in his room, Schiedam Schnapps, and whiskey. He may frequently have drunk liquor in his room without my knowledge.